Welcome back to the Sneak Connects podcast with me, Danny, aka Roystinho, and my good friends and co-hosts. Now, it's a quandary here. Do I do it in order of who is always on the podcast or who wasn't here next week? I'll go with, we like to keep people sweet, so with my good friend Nicole, aka Miss Eves. Hello, Nicole.
Hello. I bet you're so glad to have me back.
Indescribable feeling. And Henry, aka Blacklisted.
Yeah. I've got a bone to pick with you, Nicole.
Here we go.
Right from the bat, let's do it.
Listen, Danny, how is it that my girl gets her name called out first, but lo and behold, where was she last week? Missing. M-I-A. Missing. I'm not happy.
The thing is, though, is like, do you know if you can always have something that you want, you don't appreciate it? Do you know what I mean?
I could have predicted this response 100 times.
I feel like
I'm
just keeping you guys and the readers on your toes. I'm keeping the chase alive. Like, if you can't have it, you always want it. So, Romeo was all fiending for me last week. And here I am, back to bless your ears.
Do you know what? I didn't realise we was on a chase, Danny. Did you know we was on a chase?
Yes. I'm used to being chased and not chasing, so I don't even know what that means, to be honest.
I mean, I'm used to chasing sneakers and clothing, but like, whoa, you know?
You all are chasing me. But I'm back, like, peace is restored. The podcast is not boring anymore. No one has to just listen to you two droning on. Let's crack into it. Let's go, guys.
So let me start with you, Nicole. How have you been? Any latest pickups? What's going on in your world?
What's going on in my world? No pickups. Have I got any pickups? No. Do you know what? I didn't pick up something for myself. Shock. I picked up something for my boyfriend and got him a pair of the Jordan 6 golf shoes. They're like the East Side green ones. I don't know. I'm not the biggest Jordan 6 fan, but he is, and he wears them for golf. So they're really nice. The colour's like an amazing, like green, cut like a forest green. And he's going to wear them with like some white shorts, maybe a black tee. It's going to look a really nice fire summer fit for golf. So I feel like that's kind of all my trainer purchases revolve around at the moment is golf trainers, but not for me. But yeah, for myself, nothing. I have been looking because I feel like I need some summer shoes. It's obviously my birthday next week, so
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Like, never, so it's my birthday month is what I keep saying. I've been celebrating all that. So yeah, I need to have a look. I need to see. I'm like, do I want trainers for my birthday? But because I just don't know what, like, I don't know really what I want. I don't know what I like. There's nothing out there that's screaming to me at the moment. I kind of want a pair of Noctis, but I kind of feel like they're a little bit rinsed at the same time. So yeah, that's a story for me.
Can
you play golf?
Huh?
Can you play golf?
Do you know what? I've gone to the driving range and I have gone like for a round. I walk around with my boyfriend. I drive the buggy. Do you know what I mean? Of course. I can definitely hit a golf ball, but whether or not I could actually play the game, I've said I'm going to play in summer to try. Because imagine me in the little golf skirt and the little visor.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm going for the aesthetics. So
clearly.
I'll let you know how it goes. But I'm very good at the golf range, you know, the driving range. So who knows? Could be the next Tiger Woods.
I do like the Jordans though for the it's not a look I'd go for. Or I would never pick a pair of Jordan 6s to wear casually. But I could see myself wearing something wacky for the golf course. Not that.
Yeah. Do you know what? I was never a big fan of Jordan 6s, but my boyfriend wears them quite often. Like, he's got the lows and the highs. They suit him. Like, you know, when you just suit someone. I don't know if it'd look as nice on me, but I love the colorways that they do. Like, they do some really good Jordan 6 colorways. They're just very, like, big and bulky. Like, I prefer Jordan 3 for me, personally. Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, what's been going on, guys, other than missing me, crying yourselves to sleep? What's new? What's your pickups? I feel like today we do a sneaker podcast. It's terrible that none of us pick up. Like, every week, no pickups.
Henry, have you got anything?
Nothing for this week. But it's funny you actually say that, Nicole, because last week when you weren't around, M-I-A, Me and Danny actually picked up a fair few bits, so I think you might be the common denominator, dare I say. But no, nothing for me this week. Again, I'm still alive. I think I'm in the process of how could I call it? I've been very particular in terms of what I'm picking up now. I'm not just grabbing everything at sight. But otherwise, no real news from me. Danny?
The only news I've got, obviously picked up some Spezia bits last week. A few more bits came through the post. Obviously had the shoes, but a frustrating thing actually, I'm still waiting on a smock. So the blue smock's not come from Adidas confirmed, and I just got a cancellation email this morning from End, for the bag. So not that I was getting the bag, but as a community. We all try and hook each other up, right? So I jumped on the Thursday morning and I was just like online with people, who wants what? And then they were like, can you get me this? Can you get me that? So I was jumping around all the websites trying to pick up as many bits for the people. So there's a few things coming, but not necessarily for myself. I think there's some gazelles coming. Not a bag though. So that was a little bit disappointing. But yeah, other than that, I've got a nice week off work, so I'm just chilling. I've just been doing some housey bits, do you know what I mean? Like actual adulting things around the house. But yeah, a good week.
Nice.
Sounds
With
good.
that, should we do news with Nick?
I am back to the favourite part of the podcast. I'm sure you've all missed me. Who did news with Nick last week? Because I've not listened, have I? Who did that?
Well, here it was. It was Henry's news with Nick with Henry. And we were
Oh.
just wondering who was carrying the podcast last week. We had a big debate about who actually carried the podcast.
Is that what the news was?
Well, that was part of the news, like who was carrying the podcast. And
Me,
the big
clearly. You
news
didn't even need
was,
to debate that. Like I'm
yeah, but
confused why.
last week, what did we do? Because you weren't there, like there was nobody to carry it.
You
So
struggled. I'm sure. You struggled. But nice try. Well done, Henry, for picking up where I left off. So news of Nick this week.
wow, cheeky.
News with Nick, sponsored by Henry, is what we'll say. So I feel like it's one that we just can't not talk about since it's been all over the news in general. And it's my guy, Rishi Sunak, wearing the Adidas Sambas. And I say my guy because it was only the other week that I found out who he was.
Yeah, is he the Prime Minister? That still kills me. Rishi, who? I think he's the Prime
Rishi.
Minister.
Yeah,
Oh.
Rishi Sunak wearing Sambas, and everyone is saying it's going to absolutely kill the Samba craze, which, thank God, finally, someone has killed it. But yeah, they're basically saying like he's a nerd, he's made the shoe really nerdy, he's killed off a trend. Now, at least we know if a shoe's bad, we just need the brand to gift the Prime Minister and it'll just get off the whole thing. So what do we think about it? Because do you know what? Like, I'll be honest, right? He kind of suits him in that picture. I feel like those shoes are actually kind of made for people like him. You know, the office nerd who wants to be a little bit cool. He'll come in his full suit, but then he'll be like, I put trainers on today, guys. I feel like that's what Sambas are kind of made for. They suit him. Like the picture, like I would put that on my Instagram if I was him. He'll probably get a decent amount of likes. So what are you guys thinking?
I'll let
I
Henry
think,
take this first. Go on, Henry.
do you know what? They always say it's rude to ask a question to answer a question with a question, but I have to ask this question. Did the Samba actually need to die?
No, it was dead. No, do you know what? It was dead to us. It was dead to anyone that actually appreciates trainers. But I feel like to all the girls that wear the trench coats and the drink matches, they loved it. It was strong Sambas. It could have been a whole year. I think people will still probably wear it. It was like a shoe of the year, I think, still. It was just still dragging out.
I think it might kill it a bit for like those, like you say, the people that were doing it for the gram and for the TikToks and the fits and stuff like that. But there's still some really good sambas coming out, right? The Jound Samba came out, and there's still some of the little bits. So I think for people that have always been into Adidas, the Samba never died, right? for Adidas people. It was always there. It just hit this trend. It's like people that were always into dunks. The Panda Dunk didn't have any effect on people always into dunks. It had an effect on people
Yeah.
not into dunks. And that's what Samba is. So you might see a few people go, oh, I'm not going to wear them. But it could be a case of today's newspaper is tomorrow's chip shop wrappings. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah,
it is,
exactly.
that people
That's
might
such a
forget
good
about.
phrase. That is, I've not heard that before.
You've never heard, oh my God, look how old you
No,
are.
that is
So,
such
right.
a good
So,
phrase.
we
Uneducated.
used to have these things called newspapers, right? Where you used to have to read the news on a
Yeah.
piece of paper, right? And when you went to the chippy,
They
right,
used
to
to put
order your
it
fish and
in.
chips.
I remember that like back in the day, but
Yeah,
that's so
because
archaic, isn't it?
today's
Crazy.
news is tomorrow's chippy paper. You know what I
Chippy
mean? Like,
paper, yeah.
no one was bothered
Yeah.
necessarily. I don't think it's going to lag on too much, so I don't
No,
think
I
it'll
don't.
change
Because
too
I
much.
always think, like, in the sense of, like, literally, I was in the nail shop the other day. The girl sat next to me was wearing Panda Dunks. Like, people, unfortunately, still wearing those trainers. So I feel like people will continue to wear Sambas. I feel like, if anything, it was probably a great marketing ploy because it's probably just made people more aware of the product that wasn't already aware of the product.
Yeah, I feel like we, again, sneakerheads in the inverted commas, a lot of stuff that we're into does take a while to filter down to general public as well. Like it does take a little bit of time. So I know the lag is probably about a year, maybe up to 18 months. So that's why the Panda Dunk is still selling. The Samba will still sell this year because of the big hype from last year. That's how I feel. The cycle kind of goes. So I don't think it'll have too much of an effect, to be honest.
No, poor Rishi.
Poor Rishi. Or
Poor
cool
Rishi.
Rishi.
Yeah. But anyway, and then just moving on, I feel like I will let Danny take this part of the news because he loves to talk about it. The lace is out. Go on,
Well,
Danny.
I mean, this is kind of big news for us as a podcast. I go to most laces out. I can't profess to go to every single one because work and family life doesn't always allow it. But the next laces out, which is on the 18th of May in Liverpool, we've been asked by the guys at Laces Out to do a live podcast in front of the whole audience. So that's kind of big news that we've kind of been working on in the background for a while. But you will have, if you've not seen it already, plastered all over Instagram, you will do in the next few days as this podcast comes out. So me, Henry and Nicole, or me, Nicole and Henry, sorry. We'll be going to Liverpool and hosting a podcast live. Audience participation. We've kind of got a sort of theme that we're going to talk about. There might be other things in there that we're not going to divulge at this moment, but yeah, I'm very excited to. Well, first of all, obviously from the weekend, actually, I didn't speak about the weekend in the in what's happened this week. I had the meet in Leeds because you two weren't couldn't make it because there's train strike,
Oh,
and that
yeah.
was going to be our first time that we all three of us linked up together, but it's going to be at Laces Out, which will be the first time that we actually get together to make a podcast. And I'm really excited with it. Like, get some audience participation. Some of the things that we're going to talk about should be really interesting.
I think it's a huge step for us. I think from doing the podcast, like you say, all of us on Zoom, because obviously we're all in different locations, to then not only doing it together in person and doing it live, but doing it at Laces Out. It's not like we're just doing it in a little pub somewhere. So it's exciting, but I feel like it'll be yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good for the audience to
Are
watch.
you nervous already? Are you?
I
Are
don't
you?
get nervous. Come on. I'm carrying this podcast.
Right, okay.
Maybe on the
Just
day.
pray. Just pray there's no rail strikes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, we
Fingers
can't do
crossed.
anything for the unforeseen. It's one of those things. But
Yeah.
just on that, obviously, I just want to shout out last Saturday for the people. There was only, I think it was about 10 or 12 in the end that kind of made it to Leeds, which was, I understand, like, even local people that get the training couldn't get the training. Do you know, so a lot of people saying I physically can't get there, even though I only live. Because it's not like London, right, where the buses are like unbelievable. The buses around Leeds, if you live just that little bit too far out, you ain't getting there, or you certainly ain't getting back if you can even get into town. So, and they're every half an hour. It's not like you miss a bus and one comes in 2 more minutes. It's not kind of like that up here. But you know what? Just cool to meet people. Because there was a few. a few less of us, we all went for a curry afterwards, which we don't usually
No.
do. So that was like nice and just nice to catch up with people and chop it up in real life. Do you know what I mean?
I
That's
should
what
just do like
it's.
a spin-off of the podcast called Drink Up with Danny. Once a month, just meet Danny for a drink up, a pint and a packet of crisps.
Pork scratchings,
Love
but yeah,
it.
100%. I'd be all over that.
Literally.
But yeah,
Thank you.
Henry, how are we feeling for me? Laces out.
Should be there. Should be there. As I said, pray that there's no train strikes. And it'd be nice to see what sneaker culture is like outside of London. I was denied because of the train strikes for the Leeds gig, but hopefully I should be there. First time to Liverpool if I do make it there.
Oh,
Oh wow.
wow.
Yeah, I've never
Liverpool's,
been
I
to
love
Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Love it. Just, and before we move on, have any of us ever done anything in front of audiences and things like that? Has anyone had the opportunity to do things like this in the past? Henry?
I've done a Q&A. So Offspring, they did their first community event with Adidas at, I want to say, Protein in Shoreditch. And we did a Q&A talking around sneaker culture and our thoughts within the scene. So I've kind of done that. It's not podcasty, but crowd interaction, yeah, defo. But I've not really done a live podcast. But I just see it as three of us just having a chin wag in person.
Yeah,
That's pretty
definitely.
much it.
Nicole, you doing
Yeah,
anything?
I did Crepe City that you was there for. Come on, Danny.
Oh, do you know? Oh, but this is gonna sound so bad, right? But because the
Yeah.
talk was so late in the day, I actually missed the talk. So I know we said, "Oh, I'll see you at Crepe City. I'm doing a talk." Oh, blah, blah, blah. But then you came late, and I was like, "Oh, I had to
Shock.
go." So yeah, a little shock, and so I didn't actually hear your talk. So.
Down, but
I
yeah,
can't
I've done it.
critique it, unfortunately.
Yeah, but yeah, have done all
Yeah.
prepared.
What was it like?
Huh? Do
What was it like?
you know what? It was good. I'm not gonna lie, at the time I was a little bit nervous because I had questions, but it wasn't really, there was a few just odd questions that I wasn't, like not prepared for, but I was just a bit like, it was quite a few years ago now, wasn't it? So I feel like I was a little bit more shy than I am now. So it was fun though. The only thing I didn't really like is we had microphones. And you know when you like come on a microphone and it literally just blasts to everyone and then it was like almost echoing and I could just hear myself. That was the only downside. But other than that, it was fun. It's fun just kind of like you say, like kind of sitting down with like-minded people and talking about something that you're interested in. And I think it'll be even more fun for us because we already do this every week. Whereas like before when I sat down, I didn't know any of the like I didn't know the guys on the panel. I knew of them from like Instagram and stuff, but I didn't know them. So, yeah, looking
Yeah.
forward to it, guys.
I mean, I've done a few. I mean, unsurprisingly, I don't mind the sound of my own voice, like picking up a microphone and talking
Would
to the
never
audience. But
guess, never.
I know. But what I always think of stuff like this is because people are there to come to listen, and it's all about trainers and it's what people are thinking of. Yeah, it's like, I'm not saying it's a tough crowd or a very easy crowd, but do you know what I mean? Everyone's there to listen and to kind of are interested in what you've got to say. It's like a best man speech at a wedding, right? Everyone thinks, oh, it must be so nerve-wracking going to doing a best man speech. But actually, it's one of the easiest things ever because, right, everyone's there willing you to be good, right? No one's going to heckle you, right?
Yeah,
And that's the thing with all these things. Like, it's just a mindset. Standing up, I get it can be daunting in front of a few people, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to doing some of the crowd interaction as well, like getting some audience participation on a few little elements that we might have lined up. But yeah, man, looking forward to it. Very
Amazing.
good. And is
And
that
that's
the end of
yeah, that's
Henry?
this week's news with Nick, sponsored by Henry.
Brilliant.
Powered, not sponsored. Powered. Oh.
Powered. Powered. Powered by Henry. That's it. So then onto this week, obviously, the topic this week, sorry. We every week, and do you know what? I'm going to big up Henry again because Henry loves like thrashing out a topic and thinking of something to talk about. So I'm going to pass it over to you, big man. Like you can lay out what we're going to discuss this week.
Awesome.
This is audio only, but you should see how excited he is in real life.
Netflix.
I'm only excited because I kind of half anticipated that you'd throw me under the bus again. So yeah, I'm kind of ready this time. So this week's topic is really a review. So we've done the first quarter of 2024, and we are what well, I felt we were a little light on a juicy topic to get our teeth into. So I kind of thought we'd use this episode to have an introspection in regards to our thoughts of the scene, the culture for 2024 so far. Just what do we think? Where do we think it's going? Do we like the landscape? Do we hate it? Is where we are a reflection of wider society and so on and so forth? So there's, and yeah, I just kind of want to use this moment just to have a conversation about it. So, Danny, I'm going to put it to you. Based on all of those thoughts, what do you think so far, 2024? Are you happy with product? Are you not happy? Are you happy with the landscape? And so on
So
and so forth.
my initial is, I actually kind of like where we're at the minute, because I feel like a lot of the mass hype has died down, right? And let's go back to like lockdown, like 4 years ago. We would have been in lockdown 4 years ago now. And everyone was just going nuts for trainers. It was hard to get product. Certain aspects of it, like I was flicking because we all had time on our hands, endless time on our hands as well. So we're flicking through Instagram, we're having a look at it all, and I'm seeing loads and loads of like posts, new faces. I'm like, all right, that's cool. Because I'm a bit of a, I want everyone to be involved in and to love what I love, right? So I'm like, there's, I think I said mentioned something last week, right? Everyone can have a piece of the pie kind of thing, like. There's no limit to who's into trainers, right? So the more people are into it, that's cool by me. But I kind of got a little bit irked with, are these people legitimately into it for the same reasons that I am? Is it a love for trainers, or was it a love for likes on Instagram, a love for making content just because it's content and because it's hot and they're moving on to, you know what I mean? And maybe in 2020 we didn't recognize that. And it was only with hindsight, as because let's be honest, TikTok blew up over lockdown as well. Pre-lockdown, TikTok, it was a thing, but it wasn't what it was, or wasn't what it is now. And I feel like that shift over lockdown kind of blurred the lines a little bit, and people couldn't quite tell what was going on in the scene. And I feel like coming out the other side, reflecting back, we can have a look and go, all right. So there was a moment there where people not into trainers were getting into trainers, and we all think that's cool, right? Be into trainers, I love trainers. But they weren't into it for the same love of the product and the love of the shoes and the love of the stories that were into it. They had a different motive for being into trainers. And I feel like that's dying off a little bit, and I feel like we're seeing the more authentic side in the community, in the people that are into it. And everything, there's so much fakery in life, right? And especially with like the internet and social media and all that, we all crave for something to be authentic. Do you know what I mean? And not just talking about trainers, authentic relationships, authentic friendships. We just want realism in what's been the last 20 years of the internet, I think, would that kind of change a landscape of what life is? So for me, I love where we are at the minute. The people that aren't bothered about trainers or were on it for the hype have kind of died off a little bit, and it's just like left back at this, like it's almost like sifting for gold, right? We've all scooped it all up, and now we sifted through, and all we're left with is a lot of the good stuff. Now there's still a bit of a question mark about the product, I think. Has products been as strong this year? I'm not too sure about that. I think there's been some good stuff. I can't mention Consortium Cup because Nick will go absolutely nuts if I do mention Consortium Cup. Have you got your shot glass ready, Nick?
I would be dead at this point if I did a shot for every time you said that word. Like, not even going there.
But you know what I mean by that? Like, there has been some solid products, I think, all through, if it's not been like stratospheric good. And I'd say that with the Spezial stuff that dropped last week, absolute solid across the board, but nothing absolutely exceptional where you go, oh my goodness, that pair of trainers is something I absolutely must have. But I think that's a good way, I think that's a good place to start, right? Because then everyone can buy into little bits of. There's been some great GR stuff. There's been some good limited edition stuff, the overkill stuff. You've just got to dig for it a little bit, and that's fine with me. I don't need it thrown in my face. I want to be able to like find it, because that harks back to the pre-internet stuff where we had to find trainers, if you know what I mean. So that's where I'm at with 2024. Anyway.
Very quickly, Danny, before Nicole chimes in. And I forgot to ask you this last week. The queuing and those that gathered for the drop, would you say that congregation is a wider reflection of sneaker culture? Or do you think those that attended are still niche to that particular drop?
I think what you see at Spezial is and Adidas drops in general, I think that's a little bit more niche. It doesn't represent the full trainer world. Do you know what I mean? It's like, but that's all right. I kind of like it, like it's been niche. We all want that to be the norm. I think you even said down there at the time, this is brilliant. This is what I want. This is what everywhere should be. You should be at a site, you should be at a queue up outside size. Outside Nike Town, outside Offspring, for things like that. If we'll see that again, I guess time will tell. Maybe with the change in the landscape, it might be possible to start doing this again with the lack of resale. So you aren't getting people lining up that don't want the product just to flip. And I think that definitely changed queuing. Let's be honest, it wasn't people wanting it for the product to flex. They were wanting it to flip, and when there's money involved, and that. Has a different kind of element to it, I guess. Whereas now everyone's just flexing, right? And that's cool. Anyone says that they don't do it for the flex is just talking absolute rubbish, right? We all want that piece. I want the white smock to kind of have a little bit of a flex, right? Not saying it's the Danny Show, blah, 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 but we all want pieces that not everyone's got, and there's not a million of them out there. I think that's fair to say with everyone who's into trainers. There's a part of it that you want to be. And we've mentioned it loads of times and probably coined this phrase. You want to be part of a crowd, but you want to stand out from that crowd. You know what I mean? But yeah, Nicole, what were you saying?
I think for me, I think what are we like 4 months into the year? I think in terms of product, I'll start on that side. I don't think product's been that strong, to be honest. But I feel like we're only in first gear at the moment. Like summer's not here. There's been more talk of like the Travis Scott launch in this April. So I feel like we are getting a few like good pairs coming through, but I do feel like the start of the year, considering I've hardly copped anything other than like an Air Force, literally just to have a pair for summer, kind of screams volumes. But I do think it has made me personally more appreciative of the industry and just like product in general. Because I do think there was a time, like you say, during COVID, maybe just after COVID, where there was so much product available. Maybe before COVID, so much product available, so much choice that it was almost just like so saturated. Like there was a launch every single week. There was a hype pair every single week. People were struggling to get it. Like trying to afford all these different pairs of trainers was a lot. So I think it has made me more appreciative of like when a good product comes, I'm excited for it. I think like Danny said, I do agree. I think we are at a point now where like people who are genuinely interested in product are actually interested in the product. It's not just anyone. I think a lot of the people now that like wear trainers, it's all that sportswear vibe rather than like just streetwear, that sort of scene. Like everyone's wearing like the New Balances or the Asics or whatever. So I do think people that are interested are more authentic to it. I feel like for me, I feel like it's just a lot less pressure, which I like. Like I like that feeling of like if I cop something, I cop something. Like it's not like there's a release every single week. So there's no pressure to think, oh, I need to get that, I want to get that. For me, I've just got to a point where I'm like really just enjoying. I enjoy what I enjoy. Like I like trainers for what trainers I like. I'm not like, oh my God, I need to build a sneaker wall again. I need to have everything on display. I need to get things to collect. Like I'm past that kind of stage. And I'm just like, get a pair of trainers, wear them. they're more available now because not everyone's jumping on them. It's like a nice, like, just chill place, I think, that we're at right now. But I feel like it does have the potential to do a full 360, and like there could be some massive drops coming up, and it could just spin everything on its head. So we will see.
Do you think I say we, the culture, I hate using that word, but anyway, do you think we have struggled to adjust from the deluge of drops to really it's a drop every other week, if not once a month almost? Do you think
I
we've
feel like
struggled with that?
that. I feel like people maybe who have only just recently jumped on the scene may have struggled with it. But I feel like that's what it used to be like back in the day. There wasn't like a massive release every week. Like it was like every other week, every month it was a big release. It was more so like that. So I feel like for people that have kind of been into trainers back then, when you could just go and like pick up a pair of trainers and you'd actually look for them in the shop, like I remember going into that Foot Locker and being like, oh my God, it's here, like it's dropped. Whereas like some people only came into the scene where it was like every single week there was something dropping. So I feel like it just depends. I feel like for me, it's been like almost just like it's been welcomed. Do you know what I mean? Like having that like little bit of pace and being able to think like, because I remember there was a time with me like where I was literally just being like, I need that one, and copying trainers and then getting them and being like, I don't actually even really want these. I've just got them for the sake of getting them. So yeah, I think it's been a welcomed little peaceful time.
I think that's really important. I have seen some more maturity around picking up trainers, and
100%.
there's definitely less saltiness around people who don't pick up. Like, oh my God, a couple of years ago, people weren't picking up, and then people were calling other people out and calling out retailers and brands. And I just don't see that anymore. Do you know, like, it's like a more mature way. Like, we're all into it, we all want it, we get that. But if you don't pick up, is it the end of the world? And I feel like, again, that may be some wider society values that have come into play then, not just the trainer thing. I think people have, like, certainly post-COVID, I think people have reassessed their own life. Even if they've not sat down and consciously reassessed what their lives are, I feel like there will have been, or there has been, some sort of internalization with people to write, this is what I want out of life. And I think that's kind of played on it without, we're probably like surmising here because we're digging deep into it, right? It's not something I've massively spoke or thought about before, but as I'm hearing what we're saying, I'm like, yeah, I kind of get that, and I can kind of recognize that in other aspects of my life. It's not just shoes.
I fully agree with that point. I feel like you get to, I don't know if it's an age thing, a maturity thing, or what it is, but I've definitely hit that point where I'm like, I can definitely appreciate trainers and definitely appreciate so many drops, but like, do I have that urge to have everything? Not really. Like, as long as I've got a pair that I like, I'm happy.
It's definitely not a maturity thing, right? Because I am not mature, right? Let's be honest. Let's just get this back down to like that, back down to earth. I am still 23 in my head, right? So that's that. But what I'm interested in is what Mr. Wordsmith, Henry Pedro, thinks about this.
No. You don't need to hear it. I was gonna say, because you stumbled upon something, Nicole, and I think it's quite interesting where you don't feel the pressure to buy sneakers. And I kind of want to ask, do you kind of, I know you've got your collection split across your place and your mom's place. When you do travel to your parents' place, sorry, do you always find that, yeah, I actually don't need anything because all of what I want is either here or at your parents' place? Or is there always still a little urge that says, do you know what? I did miss that and I wouldn't mind having that as well. What's your take?
I think there's definitely, at the moment, I kind of go over and I seem to come back with a pair of trainers every time, but I think it's because we're going into the summer season. So I left a lot of trainers I'll only wear in summer at my parents that I would never think to break out when it starts getting rainy. So I've been bringing pairs over, like ready for the warmer weather. But there's certain pairs I look at and I'm like, I'm probably never going to take them anywhere. I've never worn them. They're either in a box or they're on display and they're probably just going to stay there. Do you know what I mean? Like I remember literally I was looking at a pair of Pumas the other day. I think it was like the Godfather pair, the size exclusive ones. And I was looking at them and I was like, such a nice shoe, but I'm never going to wear these shoes. But the box is cool. The way it's all wrapped up is cool. So I'll definitely keep it, but I'm never going to wear them. So
Those
I'd never take.
Palermos.
Yeah.
Yes.
They are
Oh,
beautiful.
lovely pair.
Oh my
They're a good,
goodness,
they're a
what a
really good
shoe.
pair, but I probably just never will never wear
Do you
them.
know what though? I reckon they'd go really nice with a skirt and a crop top, right? If you just try it. Do you know what I mean?
Of
Give
course,
it a go,
inspire.
see what it
Yeah.
goes, see how it
So
goes.
yeah, that's where I'm up
Interesting.
to.
Is that the same for you, Danny, as well? Do you look at your collection, you think there's nothing else I actually want because all of the shoes that I've ever wanted is there? Or do you always find yourself, do you know what? I can go back for that shoe, or I can go pick that shoe up now.
I've always been kind of good at, like, if I miss a shoe, it just, I don't really go back and pick stuff up. I'm quite good at just letting it wash over me, and it's like, cool. It's either it wasn't meant to be, or it's fine. I don't need to go chasing stuff. I'll pick up product as and when it comes out. I don't think there's been anything massive where I'm like absolutely gutted that I've not picked it up. But I don't know. I kind of think I just have an appreciation of trainers, right? And I think that probably comes from my bigger love. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this on a trainer podcast, but like cars is an even bigger love than trainers for me. I've always been a car nerd since day dot. But you can enjoy other cars, right, without having to own them. And I've said this before, like, you can't own every car. So, and I know there's a price point with cars. You can't.
Hold
Do
on a
you
sec.
know what I mean?
How many cars do you own?
No, I've only got one car. That's what I'm saying.
No, because the way you're speaking, like you've got a hangar full of like
Oh, mate, I
classic cars.
wish. No, but that's kind of is my point, right? Because other people have got them, and I can enjoy them by going to an event and seeing all these other cars and appreciating it. Because let's be honest, these absolute high heat trainers, right? You ain't wearing them every day. You ain't wearing them just to go to like Sainsbury's, right? You're wearing them, other supermarkets are available. You're wearing them for an event, all right? Or to do something special with. And if there's some mega trainers, it's probably going to be a training event that you're wearing them for, right? So other people do the same thing. So, like an example at Spezial thing last week, Scooby Steve, right? He had his Ardwicks on, like one of a thousand pairs, absolute grail Spezial shoe. I don't own those, but I don't feel I need to own them because I know when I go to Spezial events, I know other people have them on, and I'm like, and I can appreciate them. But I've always had that because of the car thing. Like, I go to car events and I can appreciate other cars either within my price bracket, but you can't have multiple 10, 20, 30 grand cars. Or the guy pulls up in like a Bugatti that I'm never going to afford. I can appreciate it all. And I think that's just a mindset. So if I miss a trainer, not too bothered. There'll be something else, and I've got plenty enough already. I don't
I feel
know.
like this also makes me wonder, like, I saw something the other day. Do you know the sneaker guy, Mayer? You'll know him, the guy
Yes,
from
the
the
American
US.
guy.
Yeah.
I saw something because he put up on his Instagram story the other day how he like cleared out his sneaker room. And I don't know if he's moved it somewhere or if he's necessarily got rid of it, but I feel like that's a massive thing. Because I remember, like, back in the day, I remember gifting him product from Size. I remember gifting him the Nike Air Force One, the Manchester Bees. And he was like collecting, like adding pairs to his sneaker room. And then I literally saw a post on the other, on his Instagram the other day where he was sat on a chair in an empty room. And I'm like, is it just changing? Like, are people just getting to that point where they're just like, like it's just not as deep as it was? Like I said, I don't know if he's moved it elsewhere. I don't know what the situation is. I was just trying to Google it to see, but
I
yeah, I just
remember
seen that.
he did move houses, and if I recall, as part of him moving, I know he did have a clear out. Some of the guys, some of the big hitters, like Little Yacht, and what's his name? The guy from Urban Necessity, J2 Kicks, I think
JT,
that's his name. I know they bought some of the products that he was clearing out, but I can't remember if that was from his former place or at his new place. But I think it's interesting because you've only got a pair of feet, you can only wear a pair of
Yeah,
shoes. So
that's literally what my mum says all the time. She's like, you've got one pair of feet, and I'm like, yeah, but I like options, as NSG said, options.
options, of course, of
Do you know what I
course, of
mean?
course. Danny wants to know what I think. I think, what are my thoughts? 2024. I think where we are now is perfect for the time that we're in. I think where we are is perfect for the time of where we are in terms of readjusting to the cost of living crisis and all of what's going on around us, which is perfect. I do wonder though, a brand's going to make as much money as they have done in the past because of the number of shoes they've been producing, the fact that they're selling through a lot of product. I wonder if that level of revenue will continue in 2024. I think that's the thought, that's the overarching thought I have. In terms of the fact that there isn't as much product to pick up, I think it's great. I think it's nice that the tap has been somewhat turned to slow down the influx of sneakers, especially with a huge environmental push in terms of the rubber that's used to produce, the fact landfills are being filled with products that don't sell or have been used and they can't biodegrade and so on and so forth. I think that's great. And yeah, to your points, the fact that we are actually maturing now, we're realizing that again, we only have a pair of feet. You can only wear a pair of shoes at any given point. Do you need hundreds and thousands of pairs of shoes? No, but there's nothing wrong with options. But I don't think you need hundreds of pairs of shoes to make or have options, is my take. And I think
Just
also as
before
well.
you go
Go
on from
on,
that
Danny.
though, I think don't forget people collect things. We are as a human race, we have some inherent things that people love collecting, right? So that's cool, right? People who collect stamps don't lick them and stick them on an envelope and send them, right? People who collect coins don't spend them. So we got to also readjust some little expectations here, as it's we you can collect it because you're like it's a passion. There's nothing wrong with that. So people have these thousands. That's cool, man, because we people collect things, and you might not do it to a such a scale because either funds or because you might be a jack of all trades, right? So you like a lot of little bits, or you just might be a master of something, and your master of something might be, I love Adidas Gazelles, right? And I have got 1,000 pairs of Adidas Gazelles, and I've got every single version of every single Gazelle since 1973 or whatever it is when they came, and that's cool, right? It don't, and so you've got a kind of, it's like, it's kind of, and maybe I'm talking as a parent here because I have this conversation with my kids quite a lot. It's finding your place in life, right? And it's finding your place, not necessarily just in the trainer sneaker community, but there is kind of an element of that as well. Like, I want to be associated with these people. These are my people, right? And I love that on a weekend or on a Facebook group or on Instagram or whatever it is, I can talk to these people and I can feel comfortable and I can exchange. Oh, Jack, have you got a pair of these? Yeah, I've got a pair of these. Well, I've got a pair of these. You fancy a little switcheroo? Oh, yeah. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. It's not just about wearing trainers as well. That's my only thing,
Hundreds,
if you
yeah.
know what I mean. Just
No,
a quick
I
call.
totally hear that. The other 2 points I wanted to touch on real quick was the fact that because of the state of where we are, I have more money in my pocket. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, in as much as sneakers has been a huge aspect of my lifestyle, I think because of the slowing of pace, it allows me to look at other interests or other aspects of my life that I may not necessarily have dabbled with. For one example, art, another is whiskey. And to your point, Danny, yeah, like I collect bottles of whiskey, I'm interested in art. But the fact that for the last 10, 15 years, no longer, sneakers has dominated that my lifestyle. But now I'm able to shift over to other facets, which is great. Makes you more of a rounded person as well, rather than just being fixated on the one thing. I
Yeah, because
agree.
one of the massive things I love, and this goes back to the like the meet on Saturday. Trainers brings us together, right? But we don't just talk about trainers, right? Like even when me and you met up at Carnaby the other day, right? How much did we actually talk about trainers, or how much did we talk about life?
Barely, but
Like
yeah.
when me and Nicole used to meet up quite a lot, obviously while we were doing the podcast, we spoke trainers because this is why we met up. But when the mic got turned off, did we ever talk trainers, or were we just talking general
No,
chit chat
just
and
general life.
talking nonsense? And that's what I love. It's like that. And when we go to Laces Out, I think that's, you'll see thousands of people converge because of the love of shoes. But if you listened into all the discussions, of course there's going to be conversations about shoes, but there's going to be plenty more conversations about everything else in life. Did you go to that gig? Or what, tell me, what's been going on with your life? How's the missus? How the kids? Whatever it is, all that. And that's a beautiful thing, like say, more rounded conversations, I guess, rather than just being fixated by this one thing, because that's
100%.
unhealthy for me. Yeah,
100%. Just to,
100%.
sorry, go on, Nicole.
No, I was just agreeing. I was agreeing. Go
Are you
on. I
feeling
was going to
okay?
say,
Were you
just.
agreeing with me? Are you feeling all right?
I thought I'd be nice. I'll ease in with it.
Just to round off this this topic, so for the next 3, 4 months or so, is there anything you're looking forward to? Is there anything you'd want to see by way of product or anything within the culture you think that should take place at all? Or are you just happy to tick along at this pace that we're at?
I'm happy ticking along. I mean, Laces Out, obviously. No, I'm joking. I'm happy just seeing what comes, man. That's kind of the excitement. And that's a little bit what the internet has kind of ruined, that element of it. And I'll probably never go back, but not knowing too much too far in advance. I think that, because I don't feel like anything, the special drop, right? Again, not just to keep going on about that. The video, main video from Adidas was released on a Tuesday and the drop happened on a Thursday. Right? The videos that I did only came out a week before. So the time span between knowing and the drop was only very short, and I like that. And I hope that continues on throughout this year. So then we're not trying to, then the thirst doesn't build for too long and you're like craving for that shoe or. And then you're getting bored of it, and then all that kind of stuff. I like the excitement of a short little window. Here's the product, it's coming out next week. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to. But yeah.
Cool. Nicole?
I'm just looking forward to seeing if Rishi Sunak has ruined the Samba, to be quite honest. See how that goes. Head back in a few months' time.
Fair enough. Fair
Yeah.
enough.
And with that, I just feel like it's a good
Yeah,
point
do
to move on to this week's triple pick.
it. Good.
I knew you was going to finish it off. So, for those of you that are new to the podcast, and shout out a few people that didn't actually, it's weird. People don't realize that we do the podcast. Like at Carnaby last week, people go, oh, you do the podcast. I'm like, it's real. Like, we mention it all the time. Like it's all over Instagram, blah, blah, blah. We pick a shoe every week that we would pick up, are going to pick up, or just generally like from what is dropping. So I'm going to fire it straight over to Henry Pedro for this week's first pick. What have we got coming?
So, my pick for the week is the Nike Kobe 4 Philly, and this shoe is a re-release and part of a triad of Kobe shoes that are coming out this weekend. So you've got the Philly, you've got the Italian camo, and the Venice Beach, and all of these shoes that are releasing coincides with Mamba Day. Which basically celebrates the basketball player Kobe Bryant. The Philly pair in particular is down to where he was born and raised before he moved over to Italy, which you've got the Italian camo, and then the Venice Beach just celebrates his 20-year career in LA. But the Philly is the shoe for me. Just a nice, bright, vibrant shoe with heaps of tech in the shoe. And yeah, what are your thoughts, guys?
Nicole?
I just feel like it's very goofy. I said this in the group chat when you dropped it in. I feel like this might be a little bit too late for you guys, but like if you've ever watched Phineas and Ferb, it reminds me of Perry the Platypus. And I feel like you guys will have never watched that because you're too old.
I haven't got a clue.
It's just goofy. Like, I feel like I don't like the blue. The blue is giving like PE equipment, you know, in school. Like, it's just, it reminds me of some form of PE equipment. I don't understand why the toe box is so chunky. I get they are like a basketball shoe, so that's probably why. It's probably more like purpose than pleasure. But I just feel like, yeah, I don't know. The only thing I do actually like is, you know, like the swoosh, how it's like white with like a red outline. I think that's cute. But other than that, I just feel like it's a really goofy shoe, and I feel like it's not for me.
I mean, you're right. I can't see you in a crop top and skirt in these.
No,
But these are not for me to wear casually. And that's what I was gonna kind of throw back to you, Henry. Would you wear these casually, or is this just or is this a sports performance shoe? Because performance-wise, right, people going to shoot hoop, I'm like, oh, nice when you got a pair of Kobe's on. I really like those. Walking down the street, it's not for me, right? I wouldn't wear that. And I'd kind of, what would you wear these with if you were to wear them like lifestyle?
jeans, white top, jeans, white top to sneaker con in America. I think these shoes will be appreciated more
Yeah,
over the other side of the
I
pond than it will
agree.
be here.
I agree with that. I
100%.
completely agree with that. Nicole, your pick for this week, what
So
we're
my
going
next
with?
pick is the Joe Freshgoods New Balance 1000 Pink Mink, Ice Blue Mink. I just feel like, I think it's from what I've read about it, it's like a 1999 silhouette. So it's like bringing a shoe back. It's like a really nice, like a dull pink color, because it's called Pink Mink. I really like it. I love the silhouette. I think I always say this, but it's given the Nocta style. Do you know, like that's like style of silhouette. I love the pink. I love like, almost reminds me a little bit of like, yeah, like a Nike shoe, but with like a big N on the side, N for Nicole. So there's also a black pair, black ice, for people that prefer like a darker silhouette. For me, that's not for me. I prefer like light shoes. But yeah, love them. This is one I would definitely consider copping. They launch on the 12th of April, I'm sure. Retailing at $170. So however much that would work out in UK pounds.
Yeah, about 150 or something like
Yeah, so not the worst, I guess, because some New
that.
Balance, they push at like 230, don't they? Like, they're really
Yeah.
expensive. But yeah, I just think it looks like a really nice shoe. It would look great with a skirt and a crop top in summer, to be fair. Maybe, yeah.
Henry, what we're saying?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, stuck on mute, Henry, what we're
I thought
saying?
that was like he was
That's,
giving.
I thought he was giving the tumbleweed there, like.
Yeah, I was like, come on, it's not that bad. Suspense.
Well, I think it's all right. It is a Nicole shoe. It kind of falls in theme with the whole mesh boys that's doing a moment at the moment. I was gonna say grey joggers with a scrunchy ankle and yeah, a crop top rather than a skirt, Danny.
I don't know what I'd start
With
with, to
a
be
golf
honest.
visor on top.
Yeah,
Yeah.
if you're on the golf course this summer.
But no, I like it. I mean, Joe Freshgood's body of work is growing stronger and stronger by
Yeah.
the release. They're not for me, but I can appreciate them and they are very nice shoes. So it's a thumbs up for me.
I just flip what you said on its head, because I think Joe Freshgoods is growing stronger and stronger. I just think I'm not keen on this silhouette at all. If you took the right, what I love about New Balance, and obviously I don't wear New Balance, but you can take the N off a New Balance and you can tell it's a New Balance, right? I think if you take an N off these, people aren't saying that's a New Balance.
I feel like it would look like a Nike, personally.
Yeah, or just any other shoe. Like, I just don't think it has a New Balance identity to it in this silhouette.
I know what you mean. Maybe that's what makes it so attractive.
Yeah, that's cool, but it's just a not for me shoe. Like, I can appreciate a New Balance. I don't wear it. I appreciate it, but there's
Hear it.
something that just don't kind of sit right. Like, I know you're saying about the mesh thing, like the ASICS kind of aesthetic that people are going now, like gel Kayanos and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I think it just misses a little bit for me. But anyway. On to
Very
my
nice.
pick this week, because I think I've just hit the nail on the head easily with the best shoe from this week. And shock horror, it is not Three
This
Stripes.
is what I was going to say, like absolute shock horror.
I
It's a
have
nice.
gone for
Wow.
the Nike Dunk Veneer from the 2001 Ugly Duckling pack, Japanese exclusive re-releasing. Henry Pedro, what we're saying.
You've traveled far for these shoes, haven't you? Well, they're a classic, hence why they've been re-released. And it's a great opportunity for those that don't know about the shoe to get to know. I have no qualms with the shoe. A nice solid pick, Danny. Doff my cap to you.
Thank you very much, Nicole.
Feel like I probably would have picked these if I didn't pick the Joe Fresh Goods. Strong colorway. Love that they're a nice, like soft suede. The purple's not my color, but it works well with this. I don't know why, but the more I look at these, I think of Scooby-Doo. Do you know, like the Scooby-Doo bus?
Oh gosh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It looks like that. But yeah, strong.
They always made me think of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when I just all the way through. They kind of give me like Leonardo vibes with the
I
purple.
can see that definitely. But yeah, strong shoe. Yeah, I definitely would wear them.
Yeah, 100%. I'm not actually going to pick them up because I'm just not down. I think my Nike Dunk collection is vast enough and almost goes back to a little bit what we're saying. I don't think I'd actually wear them. This will be a shoe that at laces out, someone's got them on, and I'm gonna go, they're mega. Oh my God, look at the materials. I really love what you've got on your feet. It's probably not something that I'd actually pick up because I'm probably not gonna slide them on myself. But I just think they're such a good shoe. And I think for the first time since the start of the triple pick podcast element, we all agree that this is a good shoe. I don't think we've agreed on anything before that we have really gone for. So making history this week.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. Should
And
we round up?
on that note, I feel like we've come to the end of this week. Big shout to Nicole for turning up, first of all, because that's all we've been that's all we ever asked for.
That's all you've been waiting for.
Just come, just arrive,
It's
just be
arrived,
there, be
sure. Yeah.
present. That's all we want. And
Here I
Henry
am.
Petro, once again, thanks for all the input that we have.
Thanks for literally just doing everything behind the podcast. You don't carry it because I obviously present it, but thanks for doing all the like work. Well done, Henry.
And on
It's
that
all up.
note, we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Hi, guys.